Random House Audio presents West of the Tularosas, a dramatization of the short story by Louis L'Amour.
The cabin was neatly set in the center of a large clearing. There were no horses tied up in front, and no smoke rose from the single squat chimney. Ward McQueen had noticed the front door standing ajar right away, and he and his men had approached the place with caution. The dead man had gone out fighting. Scarcely more than a boy and a dandy by the look of his clothes, he had been man enough when the showdown came.
Hey, Ward, come take a look at this.
Propped against the fireplace stones, legs stretched in front of him, loose fingers still gripping the butt of his .45 Colt, the young fellow had smoked it out to a bloody finish. Baldy Jackson, one of the tumbling K riders, dropped to his knees and picked up the dead man's Colt.
Empty. He fought him till his guns were empty. Then they killed him.
Whoever it was sure had to fight to do it.
His body's still warm.
I think I can still smell powder smoke.
The young man's fancy black outfit was shot through and torn in a number of places, and his spurs were bloodstained. At least one of his wounds showed evidence of being somewhat older than the others. A crude attempt had been made to stop the bleeding.
From the look of things, I'd say this fight began somewhere else.
Yeah, could be. I wonder what it was all about.
I don't know, but it worries me considering our situation.
Bud Fox and Kim Sartain appeared in the doorway.
See anything out there, Kim?
It kind of looks like this gent didn't go out alone. At least one of the men he was fighting rode away losing a lot of blood.
There's a horse tied up out there.